some of what we're seeing is Al-Qaeda under pressure. The reason they have to look for alternatives is that staging, for example, 19 hijackers against unhardened aircraft isn't doable anymore. The other thing I think we have to remember is that these folks are persistent, they're ideologically driven, and in my experience, they're quite smart. So in an open society, they're going to find a way to get here. Fruits and vegetables, meats, animals, they'll find another way to get into this country. And the question we're going to have over time, I believe, how much time are we going to spend defending against increasingly lower-grade terrorist operations?
As we look at this year, how would you assess law enforcement's capabilities to defend against whatever Al-Qaeda comes up with?
I'd look at it in stages. The first stage, going back to, let's say, 01 to 03 or 04, was chase threat. Chase threat in South Asia, chase it in the Middle East, chase it in the United States. Very inefficient. As we poured more resources on this and expanded the bureaucracy, Homeland Security, for example, expanding at the White House, expanding at the Bureau, the CIA, the U.S. military, I think we gained efficiency slowly. I think now people are increasingly asking questions, not only how do we gain efficiency, but how can we potentially reduce the vast amount of resources we threw at this problem.
So what's the basic question then the U.S. is facing moving forward?
I think what it means potentially, and this has a significant political dimension, is a conversation about what risk an open society wants to take for security. How much do you want to spend to ensure that not a single person carries an underwear bomb on a plane over the course of the next 20 years?
Phil Mudd is now a senior global advisor at Oxford Analytica. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.